This is no ordinary race car. It's been outfitted with technology called the NeuroGroove, developed by Denver neurosurgeon Scott Falchi. The tech allows people with spinal cord injuries to drive with the push and pull of a lever.
We're not suddenly going to be able to get people walking out of their wheelchairs, moving their arms, hands, but developing adaptive technology can really improve their lives.
Falchi says it's not the end goal, but seeing the reactions of several people as they go for a spin with NASCAR's Martin Truex Jr., you might think so.
God, you're coming into that corner and it's like, he starts to slow down a little bit and then accelerates through it. It's just wild. The feeling of it is crazy. It was really fun.
That's Vermont resident Kelly Brush. In 2006, a ski racing accident confined her to a wheelchair. But she says she hasn't let that hold her back from sports and other everyday activities. Brush even got to take the car around the track by herself. Now, she says she wants to use this experience to inspire others.
There are all sorts of opportunities out there, especially for people with spinal cord injuries and with disabilities generally. There's a lot more that you can do than you think.
And Scott Falchi agrees. That's why he foresees a future where people with disabilities may only need to wear a pair of special glasses and move their head and neck to race.
And these glasses have so much technology in it, just magnetometers, accelerometers, things like that, that we can interface head motion with the car, with the steering, the accelerator, the braking, and so forth. So that's really the next step.
Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.